Greetings. I'm Greg Coleridge, director of the Northeast Ohio American Friends Service Committee. This is our weekly audio podcast for Friday, May 30th. As always, we hope this audio resource informs you about issues you feel are important but not hearing elsewhere, updates you about past and upcoming AFSC plans and activities, and inspires you to take action. It is, after all, grassroots social movements made up of well-informed, prepared, and motivated people that create real change. We were involved this past week in several activities, either directly or indirectly, in planning or just participating in. Beginning first with last Saturday, the March Against Monsanto in Cleveland, at the West Side Market across the street at what's called Market Square Park. Several hundred people attended, very spirited gathering, for the most part younger people. There were a number of speakers. I was one of them, and others who spoke about the environmental and alternatives to the chemical-based agricultural system that Monsanto Corporation is basically, maybe more than any other, the global poster child for, since they are one of the major spewers of genetically modified organisms in all of their seeds and plants. The talk I gave is posted on our website, and the other talks that were given are posted on the March Against Monsanto Facebook page. So I won't get into the details, but very good event, and this is something that's been going on for several years. This year's activity took place in hundreds of communities in this country and in dozens of countries around the world. Last Sunday, on the 25th, I led a workshop entitled Only People Are Persons, Abolishing Corporate Personhood and Money as Speech, at the National Congress of Secular Jewish Organizations held at Ursuline College in Pepper Pike. About, there were, I'd say, 20 to 25 people from maybe 8 or 9 different states who participated in following the PowerPoint, a very good discussion about Move to Amend, what's going on in terms of resisting corporate power and the wealth and influence of money in elections in people's respective communities and states. The PowerPoint that I gave is also posted on our website under resources for downloading, so you can check that out. It's updated. That has some of the newer facts and figures about corporate power and citizen views and resistance and what's going on in a variety of different places, and just trying to basically take this very, very wide and very complex issue and boil it down in a PowerPoint that lasts about 30 minutes. So feel free to take a look at it, use it, share it, whatever the case may be. Over Memorial Day weekend, from Saturday to Monday, this past week, of course, was Memorial Day weekend, last weekend, the AFSC Eyes Wide Open Ohio exhibit was displayed among several exhibits at a Memorial Day weekend commemoration sponsored by the Southwest Ohio chapter of American Gold Star Mothers that was held just outside of Cincinnati at the Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting on the grounds in Westchester Township. Leah Davis from our office attended the exhibit on Saturday and had a chance to relay and relate and speak with quite a number of people who attended, as well as the organizers from the American Gold Star Mothers. Several of her reflections are posted on our website in article form. She also took many pictures, several dozen, in fact, from the exhibit that's also at our website. That website, of course, is afsc.org/Akron. So you can check those out. We have turned over the Eyes Wide Open Ohio exhibit and its 274 pair of combat boots of fallen U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq to the American Gold Star Mothers group The person who leads the Cincinnati Southwest Ohio chapter is also the Ohio president. And their plans are to take the exhibit all across Ohio in the years ahead, months and years ahead. So this is not the last you will be hearing about the exhibit, but now it is being used and shown under the umbrella of America Gold Star Mothers, which in some senses even adds more credibility to it than even that which we, you know, the lefty peace group of AFSC has. So we'll be sharing details of its exhibition when it shows up in our part of the world here in Northern Ohio in the days, weeks, and years ahead. On the 27th, this past, what day was that? Tuesday, I attended a meeting of the South Euclid City Council Committee that is taking up a proposal to place an initiative on the ballot to call for ending corporate personhood and money speech. We are hoping that the South Euclid City Council, and there were a number of South Euclid residents in attendance at the committee meeting who spoke very forcefully and very compellingly to the city council people on the legislative committee to place this initiative on the ballot for voter consideration this November. It looks like we're hopeful that will happen and will be decided at the next committee, full council meeting, I should say, coming up on Monday, June the 16th. That will take place at 8 p.m. This past Thursday, last evening, we showed AFSC and the Ohio Move to Amend, co-sponsored a film showing on corporate power, oppression, social change, all of that are descriptors of the film Legalized Democracy, which we showed at the Stowe Public Library, and was pleasantly surprised to have, there were a good 20, 25 people who showed up, most of whom were from Stowe, several from outside the community, Hudson, Cuyahoga Falls, Twinsburg, Silver Lake, who in their communities are hoping to do what looks like is going to happen in Stowe following the film showing last night, which is to start a Move to Amend chapter and, in fact, to work at getting something on the ballot. Probably not this November. It's fairly late in the game for that, but probably for November 2015. So the group will be getting together those who were from Stowe at the film showing last evening in the next month or so, maybe sooner than that. The guy who helped organize the showing last evening is a young guy who's very active. He was he attended the March Against Monsanto in Cleveland, is a student at Lakeland Community College, and has just recently moved back to Stowe, where he and several others he knows of, as well as many others who attended the meeting last night, are willing to get something going. So it's pretty exciting to see that happen. So those were the events that AFSC was involved in this past week. Turning now to events coming up this next week, beginning next Monday, June 2nd, Legalized Democracy will be shown, and we will, AFSC, be sponsoring the showing of it at the South Euclid Lyndhurst Public Library at 4645 Mayfield Road. This is actually sponsored primarily by the South Euclid and Lyndhurst Public Library. It's under their auspices. We worked in trying to get the film shown at a number of libraries within the Cuyahoga County Library System, and South Euclid sort of bit on the invitation and will be sponsoring the film showing, and will be showing it at 7 p.m. next Monday. This coincides very nicely, actually. The film was scheduled several months ago, but the timing of it, in a sense, could not be better, since we hope soon thereafter the showing, in 2 weeks, the South Euclid City Council will place this measure on the ballot. So several members of the South Euclid group will show up, talk about the status of their resolution, and we're also hoping several individuals from Lyndhurst will show. We've advertised it out to the Lyndhurst residents who signed the Move to Amend petition online in paper, as well as let people local media in South Euclid, Lyndhurst know about it, and we hope to get something going in Lyndhurst as well. So that's Tuesday evening, or Monday, excuse me, June 2nd at 7 p.m. Tuesday at 7 p.m., that's June 3rd, there will be a presentation, discussion, and strategy session called Putting More Backbone in Move to Amend that will take place at Peace House, which is where the Cleveland Friends Meeting is located, 10916 Magnolia Avenue in University Circle in Cleveland. Activist Peter Schantz, who was very active in Occupy and other justice concerns, will report back from his recent trip to the Backbone Campaign's Great Lakes Basin Action Camp. The Backbone Campaign is a national leader in progressive movement building and creative activism training. The camp was 8 days of intensive training in movement building, strategy, nonviolent direct action, anti-oppression tactics, and artful activism. I've run into Backbone in D.C. and a few other places when the Monahan brothers walked across the United States several years ago to lift up the Move to Amend campaign. They're brothers from Minnesota, and Backbone campaign sponsored and helped with the visuals when they came to D.C. in having several very large for sale signs in front of the Capitol building that people held up, as well as huge replicas of the Constitution, particularly the preamble that begins, of course, with the three famous words, "We the People," that was unfurled on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, and I helped hold that up, as well as many other people. It was very exciting to see this. This thing had to be 300 feet long, at least, maybe longer than that, that anyone could come up to and sign saying, "We believe that the Constitution should be for we the people and not we the corporations." Just a dramatic kind of participatory activism that Backbone campaign is really all about. Well, part of what Pete will be talking about on Monday is how we can try to have something like that here in Cleveland related to Move to Amend around the July 4th Independence Day commemoration, which this year, July 4th is on Friday, whether it takes place that day or the weekend, who knows. But we'll be discussing what was covered at the camp that Pete attended, as well as opportunities to incorporate Backbone-style sort of high-spectacle tactics to Move to Amend. So that's Tuesday. The next night, Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m., the Monetary Literacy Group that AFSC has been a part of is hosting a talk by a guy named Nikhil Chand, who is a Bitcoin consultant, who will be talking about Bitcoins as an alternative form of payment. It's a digital form of payment. And one of a number of ones out there that is meant to be thought of as an alternative to dollars or euros or any other form of fiat currency or gold or silver or any other forms of precious metal or other forms of currency that have been used in the past. In these days of digital everything, well, do we need and is it possible to have digital currency and digital payments? Bitcoin has had some intriguing positive possibilities. There's also been some problems associated with it since it's been around during the past year. So we'll have a presentation about it next Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. It will take place at the Wine Spot, which is a wine bar located at 2271 Lee Road in Cleveland Heights. There'll be a question and answer session following the presentation. And it should be said that the Wine Spot is Cleveland's first area business to accept Bitcoins. That occurred in February. Several other Cleveland Heights area businesses along the Cedar Lea Business District have also started accepting the currency this past May, making it the nation's first what's called Bitcoin Boulevard and second such boulevard in the world. So that's pretty interesting, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that. So it's free and open to the public. Again, next Wednesday, June 4th, at the Wine Spot on Lee Road in Cleveland Heights. Finally, two events next Thursday, June 5th. The first is in the afternoon at 2 p.m., where we will show Legalized Democracy at another library that has agreed to sponsor the showing, that being in Chagrin Falls, located at 100 East Orange Street. So it's an afternoon showing of the film. Several members of the local group, Citizens for Patriots for Change, pardon me, in Chagrin Falls will be attending and will be sharing their campaign. They have just agreed and are in the midst of formally putting together a petition that hopefully by next Tuesday or shortly thereafter will actually hit the streets. They are hoping to get on the ballot in Chagrin Falls, a Move to Amend petition. So they'll be talking about their campaign and what it's going to take to get their initiative on the ballot in Chagrin Falls next. So that will take place next Thursday at 2 p.m. There will probably be a couple of other people from other communities, and we can certainly talk about other possibilities of trying to launch a Move to Amend effort in their community. Finally, next Thursday in the evening at 6 p.m. is the next Radio Free Akron. It'll be a board meeting, and that will take place at 190 North Union Street in Akron. So, a busy week coming up, literally every night, from Monday through Thursday anyway. So, finally, we turn to a few news items that people might be interested in knowing about from this past week that caught our attention that may deserve your, at the very least, your interest, if not your action. The first is a report from this past week showing that the U.S. economy sank in the first quarter by about 0.1%. The overall GDP fell by, if you sort of factor it out for a whole year, it'd be at a 1% annualized rate, a fall, which is the worst since 2011 and is much worse than the most pessimistic forecast in a Bloomberg survey of economists. So that is sort of the state of the economy through the first quarter of the year from January through March. Early indications in April was that there was not any pent-up demand from people who may have been forced to stay indoors because of the horrible weather. One would think because of that, people have all this demand to buy, you know, furniture and toaster ovens and clothing and automobiles and everything else. Well, that was not realized in April. So the prospects of a massive pent-up demand that we'll see a huge springing of the economy to 4% or whatever doesn't look like that's going to happen. But we shall see, since the second quarter of the economy is going to be ending here at the end of June. A second item caught our attention was there was a meeting this past week of the world's richest people that took place in London. To be exact, 250 people from around the world were invited to attend a one-day conference. They didn't represent the 99% or even the 1%, more like a very tiny fraction of the top 1%. In fact, as was reported, that these 250 people alone had assets under their management totaling 30 trillion, that's with a T, $30 trillion. So said one of the main organizers of the conference, Lynn Forster Day Rothschild. So someone connected to the whole Rothschild empire. So the event itself was focusing on, I guess you could say, economic mobility, income inequality, and what can be done. Interesting article. It appeared in a couple of different places as well as reported on NPR. One can look at this event in one of two ways, I guess. Either the top richest people have seen the light and realized the crushing economic, social, and environmental problems associated with the rapid rise in inequality, or they are increasingly feeling the heat and are worried about the consequences of their own wealth if they continue to do nothing, or claim that the market will, like the invisible hand, magically wave a financial wand that will solve the problem all by itself. So we would like to think that, and one would like to believe that it's the former, that people are increasingly seeing the light. But until then, it's up to people like us at the base, at the grassroots, to help them see the light by continuing to turn up the heat through education, advocacy, and organizing, by calling for raising the minimum wage, by calling for a tax, a transfer tax on the very super wealthy, or on transfers of derivatives or stocks or a variety of other measures that can deal with a declining gap between rich and poor. Trade policies certainly have contributed to an increasing gap between rich and poor. Tax policies, spending policies, but let's not also forget about monetary policies, where it's been documented that the policies of the Federal Reserve under quantitative easing one, or also known as QE 1, 2, and 3, have also contributed dramatically to the raising of the gap and rising of the gap between rich and poor, since most of the money that's been created by the Fed through QE 1, 2, and 3, which amounts to now more than $4 trillion, have ended up into the bank accounts of the large, too-big-to-fail banks. So very problematic, and something that needs to be addressed with across the board in all of these different spheres, in all of these different areas, in all of these different segments. A third area that came sort of to light this past week involves an economist from the IMF named Michael Kumhoff, who actually made a presentation way back in January, but it seems to have gotten more visibility this past week. He gave a talk in Stockholm, Sweden, with others a number of months ago. But again, sort of this week, there was a transcript released that talked about how money is created and the function of money creation and the like. And here's what he said. Just read a paragraph